Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. So let's stipulate from the start that the electrical life of Louis Wain looks like it might be awfully precious, with its oodles of images of cats, its quaint Victorian settings, and old-fashioned screen proportions. The film might have been too clever by more than half, except for its startling tenderness, its depth of feeling, and the brilliance of its starring performances by Benedict Cumberbatch and Claire Foy. This celebration of singularity was directed by Will Sharp from a screenplay he wrote with Simon Stevenson. It's a love story folded gently into a feverish account of a man keeping chaos at bay. And it's playing in theaters before it starts to stream on November 5th on Amazon Prime. The real Louis Wain grew up in England toward the end of the 19th century. For much of his life, he worked as a commercial illustrator, specializing in animals. He made a success of it, especially after he started churning out vast numbers of drawings of anthropomorphized felines that appeared in newspapers, magazines, and children's books. Louis is fascinated by electricity, a force he can feel shimmering in the ether. His fascination has its dark side. He suffers from delusions probably caused by schizophrenia. But this is not a disease of the weak melodrama or a sentimental softening of the hero's predicament. It's a celebration of Louis's heroism in the face of constant anguish and dramatized with daringly comic brio. Louis is not what you'd call solidly grounded. He's always on the move. And Cumberbatch's portrayal is electrifying in its own right. Darting eyes, head movements more bird-like than cat-like, a gait that could sometimes be mistaken for a dance, and a desperate yearning for intimacy that Louis finds in the most unlikely place, his own overpopulated home. The man lives, as he did in real life, with his six spinster sisters and their mother. As soon as he lays eyes on the sisters' new governess, Emily Richardson, that's Claire Foy, the two of them share one of those wordless moments that only good movies know how to pull off. What connects them through the ether of the living room isn't common electricity, but dulcetly sizzling love. The pairing of these performances is extraordinary. Louis is anxiety personified. Emily's odd, too. She's also very funny. Mary Poppins as a closet sophisticate. But Claire Foy, with her gift for exquisite stillness, expresses Emily's passion through a calm that's a perfect counterpoint to Louis's mania. Arthur Sharp, the filmmaker's brother, did the music, which includes solo passages for an instrument I didn't recognize at first because it kept soaring like some otherworldly violin. It's a theremin, an electrical device that in this context sounds fittingly ethereal. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.